In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The new leader of the Aurora Police Department says she understands why the community is angry, and she wants to fix that. Chief Vanessa Wilson is taking over the department, whose officers put Elijah McClain in a chokehold before the young black man died last year, and handcuffed black girls over the weekend. Wilson says the scene of the girls lying face down on the ground next to a car police believe to be stolen was inhumane.
We need to do better. That's the bottom line, is we need to do better, and we need to do better now. And I know apologies are wearing thin, and I just need the community to give me a chance and to keep moving us forward.
Wilson says the girls would never have been handcuffed had officers used their common sense. Wilson is the first woman chief at the Aurora Police Department. Firefighters have changed the way they're fighting the Pine Gulch fire, which has engulfed over 9,000 acres north of Grand Junction. CPR's Paolo Shalsada has more.
More than 230 firefighters from Colorado and other nearby states have been deployed to combat the fire, which was ignited by lightning last week. However, officials say the fire's erratic behavior requires a new strategy and more personnel. There's a high fire risk in Mesa and Garfield counties due to high temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds. Officials say these conditions may lead to the Pine Gulch fire to continue to grow in size. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
And the quarterly reports show Colorado's economy is recovering faster than national figures, but there is still a long road ahead. Colorado lost nearly 350,000 jobs from January to April, but regained about 126,000 in May and June. Most of those jobs come from retail and restaurants reopening. Senior economist Richard Wobbekind at CU Boulder says he doesn't expect the recovery rate to stay at this pace.
With the continued breakouts of the virus around the country, we see that slowing the recovery as we go forward.
Colorado's unemployment rate is 10.5%. We have a red flag warning across much of western Colorado today, also an air quality alert in southwestern Garfield and northern Mesa counties. Sunny skies around Denver and the Springs, some thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. You're listening to CPR News.